Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I walk back down.
It's Mr. Petty, Mr. Tom Petty, and his Heartbreakers. Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Bob Fisher is our guest. Robert J. Fisher, CFP, author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, is our good friend and longtime Brain Trust member. VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com, right, Bob?
Yes.
Can they find out more about your memory work there?
Yes, absolutely.
So check that out, folks. Bob's here today to talk to us about memory. He's been doing a lot of great work helping us understand how to remember people's names, how to make sure people remember what we say. And now, Bob, you want to talk about something called a memory palace? What's that?
Well, memory palace, one of the things that we know is that people have a tremendous memory for spatial things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it comes from, you know, in the ancient Greeks, the legend is that there was an earthquake, and a lot of people, unfortunately, there was a huge banquet. A lot of people were, unfortunately, were buried there.
Pompeii.
Yes, and they wanted to know. They wanted to figure out who was in there. And so what they found was that the few people that got out could actually go and say, oh, okay, he was sitting here, and he was sitting here, and he was sitting here. And that's how they were able to determine, you know, who got out and who was buried and where to dig for him.
Well, yeah, and I said Pompeii. Pompeii was Italy. I didn't mean to say Pompeii. What was the one? What was that big? I've forgotten what it was. Anyway, so you know, I do these things when my memory. I have a pretty good memory. My wife tells me I'm like an elephant, but my memory is pretty good. But I think it's because I pay attention to what's going on around me wherever I am. I really do. I've always had ability to pay, because I'm so curious. I'm like dangerously curious about stuff. So I'll notice things, and my memory will help me if something happens, or if there's somebody we talked about remembering people. I'll oftentimes associate that with what I was doing at the time, where
yes.
I was, that kind of thing.
Yes. I want to talk about how we can use this memory palace sort of to help us, say, with talks that we're going to give or a grocery list or anything. And, you know, I mean, if you think about your living room right now, you know exactly where everything is in the living room. And, you know, if your wife gives you a grocery list, you know, she says, here, I'm going to write it down for you. See, nah, don't write it down. I'll remember it. Well, there's 11 things on the list. You're not going to remember it. Honey, I got a brain like a steel trap. I'm going to remember it. Just tell me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she looks at you, and she's kind of wondering, but she gives you the items. And then what you do is you go to your living room, and you store each of those items in your living room. So you say, well, I have the end table, and there I'm going to put spaghetti sauce. And on the end table is my lamp. And in that lamp I'm going to store Parmesan cheese. And then there's my couch. And in my couch, that's where I'm going to grow the basil that she wants. Okay. Now, I'm giving you an example with a grocery list, but if you were given a talk and, you know, you had 10 or 11 points that you wanted to make in the talk, you could easily store those points in your living room so that as you're talking, you're thinking, okay, I made that point. What's my next point?
Right.
Oh,
yep.
Yes. Now I need to go to my easy chair.
I start off on the sofa. Now I'm going to go to the table, the lamp, and the television, and the recliner.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And, you know, the guys, you know, in the World Memory Championship, they'll give them, you know, two decks of shuffled cards and say, you know, you've got 3 minutes to memorize these. Well, they all store them in a memory palace so that, you know, when they come back and they're saying, you know, ace of hearts, seven of clubs, two of diamonds, three of spades, you know, and you sit there and say, how the heck do they do that? Well, they're going to their memory palace. Now, that's, you know, that's kind of for show and for competition and for fun, but, you know, we can use it.
Do you think that people who are sitting out there thinking, I don't have that ability, they're just not exercising their brain properly?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody has the ability. Everybody has an extraordinary
memory. If they go to your website, can they begin the process of learning more about this?
Yeah. Yeah,
VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com. Folks, I encourage you to go there and check it out. And, Bob, this has been great. This has been fascinating hearing you talk about these things and giving people hope who think they don't have a good memory. So it's just a matter of exercise and really just practices, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Bob Fisher, ladies and gentlemen. That's VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com. Check that out. As I wrap it up, folks, let me tell you that whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is beautiful, whatever is of good repute or worthy of praise, think on these things.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.